The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday of Lent comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verses 8 to 15. At this time, I invite you to take your Bible and read this selection. And when you are finished, you may continue with this presentation. Many cultures have flood stories of retribution against the evils of the world, but it is only in the story of Genesis that a promise is made from a divine creator. A sign is given of God's great mercy. More than that, it is also a sign of God's great love. A covenant is established with all creation between the earth and God. Never again will God destroy the earth with water. Our New Testament reading for the first Sunday of Lent comes from the first letter of Peter, chapter 3, verses 18 to 22. At this time, please read those passages and return to this presentation when you are ready. This is one of two letters attributed to Peter that was written to a Christian community in Asia Minor. Peter is writing to make sense to them of Jesus Christ's death on a cross. Peter is offering encouragement to communities in times of persecution, communities confused by the hostilities they are facing. Christ is the example of how we may be put to death in the flesh, but will be brought to life in the Spirit. Our Gospel reading for the first Sunday of Lent comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 12 to 15. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Mark is the earliest and shortest of the four gospels we have in the New Testament. Mark has often been called a gospel on the teachings of Peter. Mark was originally called the interpreter of Peter's teaching. But what is meant by interpreter? Mark is not one of the 12 original apostles, but he does appear in the Acts as a cousin of Barnabas. The best guess is that Mark was written in the mid-60s to Gentiles, those who were not Jewish, throughout the world. It is the shortest because at this point in the history of the world, believers felt that Jesus would soon be returning, and Mark had no time to waste. He had to get the message out of who Jesus was. In chapter 1, which we've read today, the first 11 verses do not deal with Jesus' nativity. Again, Mark has no time for that. He begins by explaining who John the Baptist was and tells of the baptism of Jesus by his cousin John. In verse 12, we begin the temptation story, certainly the shortest of the temptations in the desert. Again, Mark has no time to waste. Jesus would be returning very soon, even though Jesus himself says that we do not know the time or the place. In verse 12, we read, "The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert." Deserts in the Old Testament and New Testament were places of testing. So Jesus goes to the desert to be tested. He remains in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. 40 is not to be interpreted literally. It is a symbolic number, meaning a significant length of time. Unlike today's culture, 40 to the Jewish people could have meant 38, 39, 41, or even 42, but it was some significant length of time. He goes to be tempted. Adam was tempted in the garden of riches that God had provided, but he failed his temptation. And now, here comes Jesus in the wilderness, who is able to resist and overcome temptation. The Gospel of Mark is divided into basically two sections. The first section, from chapter 1 to chapter 8, verse 30, deals with understanding who Jesus is. And it ends with Peter's proclamation, "You are the Christ," showing the world that Jesus had come for his people, his chosen people, the Jewish race. And then Mark expands the story from chapter 8, verse 31, to chapter 15, verse 47. It deals with the last days of Jesus, what we would call Holy Week. And this part ends with the centurion proclaiming, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." A beautiful way of showing that not only did Jesus come to save the chosen people, but Jesus came to save all throughout the world. Mark wants to reveal the identity of Jesus through the messianic secret. So many times we hear Jesus telling those that he has cured not to tell anyone what had happened to them. He does this because he wants people to believe in him as the Son of God, not as some celestial waiter who will wait on us hand and foot. Jesus is the Messiah, is the basic teaching of the Gospel of Mark. This ends our reflection for week one of Lent. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact me at mkochancik@youngstowndiocese.org. Thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next time.